huge favor and leave my sunglasses outside.
Ooh, it's bright.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, did you watch a hockey game last night?
Yeah, absolutely.
I watched the end of the last 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 42 seconds to be precise.
So you're happy then?
Extremely happy.
You picked them in our pool. You picked them to win the whole thing.
Yes.
That was like 2 months ago.
Yes, and I picked Jersey to play against it, if you recall.
I do. Yeah. Yes, I do recall that. So you're feeling pretty good about yourself?
No, because I didn't make any bets on the game, so I feel like an idiot. I feel like
no, the owner's coaching job's over.
No. I'll keep to predicting it, not coaching it.
That's awesome. That was pretty cool. A lot better today with tempo and precision and execution?
Absolutely. To be quite honest, this is, and I told the guys this was our best day of practice in terms of our execution, in terms of our tempo, the enthusiasm, guys were out running around. Absolutely pleased with how they respond after a very disappointing day yesterday.
I mean, that has to please you even more to know that they care, because it could go the other way too and go, whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, but the thing is that we have great character in that locker room. Although we don't have a large leadership core, we have a very strong leadership core, and those guys really are taking charge of that locker room. And now we have a lot of unfamiliar faces with the way we do things. They're starting to teach them, and those guys are responding very well, and we expect that they will continue to do things the right way.
Gabe, how big of a role do you think Donnie Gill can play for this team?
Oh, huge. Figuratively and literally, he's going to be very, very instrumental in the way we construct our defensive front. If things go as they are right now, we expect that he'll be in the starting lineup.
It's his best asset. I mean, he's a shorter guy, but everybody was saying he benches 400, 500 pounds or something like that.
You know, his biceps are bigger than my thighs. And, he is a very powerful individual. When I worked with him in Winnipeg, Coach Harris was trying to get more twos in his toolbox because he was primarily a bull rusher. Now he has two different moves that he uses, and that's going to allow him to be more effective in terms of being a balanced guy as a defensive tackle. You can't just be one-dimensional, because once the film gets out on you, teams are going to be able to stymie you. But he has two things in his toolbox right now that is very effective, and Coach Kidd is trying to add more.
Davis, JC shared, obviously, his season didn't end the way he wanted it to. None of you wanted it to, probably, last year. But he seems like his rehab has gone well. Is he showing you that he's back to 100% and he's eager to get out there?
Yes, he has. And you know the biggest part about JC's camp so far is that he's showing that rookie enthusiasm and that rookie hunger. There's no complacency in the way he's approached things. He's in the meeting rooms early, watching film. He's asking for a critique. He's working very hard. He's taking scout team reps to make certain his time is still remains pretty good. So very pleased with his work ethics, and it's easy to go the opposite way once you accomplish some success like he has last year.
Greg Carr says he's really trying to work his way back up to speed and with the first team and with the receivers and the quarterbacks. So I think today was a really big day in that progress and that progression for him. He made a lot of surface catches.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we want from that position, is someone who's going to win one-on-ones and give us the opportunity to make 50-50 balls when they're thrown in the air, 75-25 balls. And Greg is going to give us that dimension. It's going to allow us not to have defenses roll their coverages to Fred a lot and make certain that we get some single coverages back there, because you have to have a focus on that 6-7 frame.
You discussed just your running back situation right now, and it's you have four there. Looks like you're going to go maybe more important, but that could play itself out. Where do you see it right now? Do you see Hugh Charles maybe in the lead because he does have experience?
Yeah, Hugh Charles is definitely in the lead. He's number one on the depth chart. He's the guy that probably will not get a lot of snaps on Friday, because we need to see the other guys perform in our system. He is going to, it's going to be hard to supplant him, but I will have to say this, that Corey Ross is doing a very good job of making it difficult for us. John Global has started to get an understanding of what we want him to do with his bigger body and stop watching the smaller guys. We want him to be more Jerome Messing body. We don't want him to be Hugh Charles like it. He's starting to understand that, so now we're starting to raise our eyebrows at him and go, maybe he has something. So Friday's game for the run game is going to be very important for us.
And the importance in this league to do as many things as you can as a running back, whether you're going to catch especially if you have to block.
Yes, protection is the most important part of this equation. We know that when the ball's in their hand, nature and instinct is going to take over. However, we have to make certain that those guys are going to be reliable pass protectors. When we ask those guys in second down situations to protect a quarterback, we expect that they will protect a quarterback well. The one thing that's gone unnoted is that those guys are extremely good in terms of catching the ball. We haven't had a drop yet by a running back in training camp, and that is phenomenal. So we know that is a trait that all of them have, but we have to make sure the protection is there.
So your guys Friday who play who just one chance to show?
I think it's going to be a situation where if they show well, they'll get an opportunity in the second preseason. We know we're going to have some very difficult decisions to make, but Friday's going to be extremely important for those guys who are interested in playing.
Did I overhear that you're a big Kings fan? Is that?
Yes. I mean, I love the Edmonton Oilers, but I predicted them to win.
The Kings, yes. An eighth seed.
Yes.
Morley?
I'll vouch for him.
So what was that?
It was noted on film. Where's the CTV guy?
Right there.
Was it not noted back on film at the Mediaville?
Jersey in L.A.
Sir.
Wow. You spent some money on that right here?
I can't bet. I mean, I asked Morley to put the money on it, but we're going to discuss it afterwards whether or not.
So
we're
good. I was asking Ed, who's from Compton,
yes.
Is this going to change, our fans going to flock to the Kings? But he says it'll always remain Laker and USC. The Kings can win a cup, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's very important for sports that the distribution in terms of championship is spread around because it keeps it very interesting. Just like in any sport, you want everyone to have that ability to say we won a championship. LA is going to be LA because it's such a big city. They have too much going on there, but I'm very happy that a team that hadn't won it won. Not Oilers will win it next year.
All right.